everybody. My name is Amanda. I'm one of the pastors here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, and I'm excited to welcome you to today's online service. Today, we're kicking off a new message series for our Missions Month. At PRPC, March is Missions Month, and our new series is called Who is My Neighbor? And we're going to be talking about our mission partners here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church that help us be a part of what God is doing to meet the needs of our neighbors locally and in our city, in our country, and around the world. Throughout the series, we'll be hitting some highlights of opportunities for you to participate in what is going on in the life of our church when it comes to our missions team. The missions team maintains relationships with our PRPC mission partners. Those are nonprofit agencies that are doing work that we believe is in line with God's call, building up God's kingdom. What they do in overseeing those relationships is be connected and in relationship with those organizations. And we also oversee a part of our operating budget. A part of our budget goes to missions every year. And they oversee that budget and disperse it to people in that mission partner list. These agencies we work with, they're addressing hunger and homelessness and poverty and youth mental health, the refugee crisis, as well as supporting the work of missionaries in Ecuador and Peru. The mission team also works to bring opportunities for education and hands-on engagement with our mission partners, whether that's collecting for specific needs and items, whether that's hands-on service opportunities, or experience to teach us about issues that our partners are working to address. So a few years ago, we launched a new program called the Priority Mission Partner Program. The idea was to take one of those mission partners from that list that we support and prioritize them for a whole year. What that would look like is they would get a little bit more of the mission budget. At the time we started this program, they would get $5,000 from the mission budget, which at the time was only $20,000. And so we wanted to prioritize them more financially, but then also we wanted to be in relationship more intentionally and prioritize relationship with that specific agency. And so in doing that, we learned about the needs that they had and how we might be able to meet them, whether that was through collections or hands-on service or fundraising opportunities. This was a big risk for us on the one hand. Like, we had been doing mission one way for a long time, and this was something a little different, and it was going to take more from our mission team and more from our congregation to really highlight and engage in mission in this different way. And it's been so exciting to watch how this program has grown over the years. We started it back in 2022 when it was this new idea that we had, and we selected Exodus World Service to be our first priority mission partner. Exodus World Service is right here in Park Ridge, which is great. We got to develop that relationship with an agency right here in town. Their mission is to mobilize the Christian community to welcome and befriend refugees. That year, 2022, when we partnered with them, we did a lot of collections for programs that they had. They have baby packs to support refugee women who are expecting. They have welcome packs, which have all the essentials to set up a new apartment or a new home for refugees right as they're coming in to the country to be resettled. They come from O'Hare to an apartment, and members from our church got to be a part of welcoming them to this country with all of this, these new items that were collected and donated. So that was our first opportunity for a priority mission partner. And then the next year we worked with Covenant House of Illinois, and we dove into the issue of youth homelessness here in our city of Chicago and around the country. That year we learned so much about the issues that are facing young people and the incredible staff at Covenant House that meets them where they are to provide wraparound services for young people and help them build a path to independence. That was a memorable year for us. If you remember, in 2023, we hosted Sleep Out Park Ridge as a part of the National Sleep Out program through Covenant House, where we slept on the South Lawn in tents and boxes to raise awareness and raise funds to combat youth homelessness. It was a memorable experience. In 2024, last year, we partnered with Casa Central. I have a bunch of stories about what I loved about partnering with Casa. Casa Central meets the needs of folks who are birthed through older adults. They are providing wraparound services, early childhood, temporary housing, support for older adults through their adult wellness center. They do everything, and they have an incredible staff. And they're located in the Humboldt Park neighborhood, but they serve so many residents in Chicago with home-based healthcare. They're really going in to people's lives and supporting them in ways that are really, really important. And what I think we learned as a mission team last year is we learned what we want it to feel like when we have a priority mission partner. What I mean is, when we have a priority partner, I want us to feel like their staff at that agency is an extension of our own staff. When we go visit the sites of these nonprofits, I want it to feel like a mini mission trip, where we're getting our eyes opened about the work that they're doing and how we as a church, because of our mission dollars, because of our collections, we have a tiny hand in helping meet the needs of the folks that they're serving. I want people to experience their eyes being open to seeing a need and thinking, hey, I can help with that. And that's just what happened with Casa Central last year. We had a volunteer come on site for a tour, and they were touring the adult wellness daycare center and seeing the need for volunteers to kind of bring crafts and other opportunities for the adults who spend all day in this center. And we had an adult who organized 2 to 3 different separate craft days that she got to do and build relationships with those adults and especially with the staff, and see that we are in fact a part of meeting the needs of the folks that are being served by our mission partners. So we raised the bar pretty high in 2024. But today I am really excited to share that our 2025 priority mission partner is the Knight Ministry. If you have been a part of our church for a while, you might recognize that name as a part of our Christmas collections. At the end of the year, we collect essential items, toiletries and hand warmers, and hats and gloves in Christmas stockings that get distributed to folks who are unhoused in Chicago. And that is all through the work of the Knight Ministry. When it's ever really, really hot in the summer or really, really cold in the winter, we will often highlight the Knight Ministry as meeting the needs of Chicago's most vulnerable residents by going to them in the streets and serving them in ways that we might not be able to. The Knight Ministry is a Chicago-based organization whose mission is to provide human connection, housing support, and health care to those who are unhoused and experiencing poverty. Their mission statement says, with an open heart, we compassionately accept each individual as they are and work alongside them to advocate for their immediate physical, emotional, and social needs while affirming our shared humanity. When I think about the ministry of the Knight Ministry, I think about the ministry of Jesus. The Knight Ministry works at the margins, going where most people wouldn't go, meeting folks where they are with radical love and acceptance. Jesus also did ministry at the margins. Jesus was always keeping company with people that the religious leaders found offensive, poor folks and women and people with disabilities and people who had socially unacceptable jobs like tax collectors and sex workers. By spending time with people who are outcasts and worse yet, invisible and neglected, Jesus taught us that no one is off limits to God's accepting love. Luke's gospel tells a story about one day when Jesus was having dinner at the house of a Pharisee. The Pharisees were the religious rule followers of the day. They were the ones who thought that they knew exactly how God wanted us to live and that they were the most obedient to that law. So Jesus is at the house of one of these Pharisees and he's having a dinner. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus tells this story. When you host a dinner or a banquet, he says to the people around his table, don't invite your friends or your family. Instead, go out and invite the poor and the disenfranchised, people who can't ever pay you back for this kind of hospitality. Jesus says, if you do this, you will be blessed. One of the people who was at the table with Jesus, he thought he understood what Jesus was trying to teach. And he said, ah, yes, blessed is everyone who will eat in the kingdom of heaven. And something about that made Jesus think he doesn't really get it. They don't really understand yet what I am saying, what God is doing here. So he tells a parable, a story to try to make the point even clearer about the kind of banquet, the kind of dinner party that God is throwing. So he tells the story about a man who had a lot of money and wanted to throw a big party. And so he invited all the usual people, his friends and his family, and nobody could come to the party. People had work and family commitments. You know what that's like. Not everybody can attend every party that you're throwing. So the man says to his servant, go out to the city, go to the streets and find out where all the poor folks are, people who are crippled and lame and blind, and bring them to my banquet. So the servant does. And he comes back and he reports, okay, I've done all that, but there's still more room in the house. And so he says, okay, go out even farther. Go to the highways and hedges and compel people to come to my house so that it may be filled. That's what it says in Luke 14:23. When I picture this, I'm picturing the fanciest dinner party, fanciest house party I've ever been to, where there's standing room only and the house is packed and you know you're somewhere special. But instead of seeing people in fancy outfits talking about fancy jobs and fancy vacations, it's full of people who might be wearing all their belongings on their body, carrying all their belongings in a bag. I wonder what they'd be eating. I wonder what stories they'd be telling. Would they be speaking all the same language? Or would there be lots of languages in the room and even some hand gestures to help people communicate? I bet there would be laughter. It's the same in every language. The house party I'm envisioning is a vision of heaven. It's what the kingdom of God is like, where everyone is invited to enjoy the gift of love and connection and abundance, a gift they could never pay back. That is what grace is. That's the kind of grace that God offers each of us, a gift we could never pay back. But we don't believe that the kingdom of God is just this faraway one day, someday thing. We actually believe it's here and now already. We can experience heaven on earth when we live by these kingdom rules, where the last is first and the least is the greatest, and everybody has enough because everybody shares. We experience heaven on earth when people take the love of God to the least and the lost among us. When we read this parable in Luke about going out to the city streets, to the highways and byways and under bridges and in forest preserves and in park encampments, I picture the work of the night ministry, because that is where the night ministry goes in our city, to meet the needs of our most vulnerable residents who are living unhoused and experiencing poverty. One of the ways the night ministry serves people experiencing homelessness and poverty in Chicago is through something called street medicine. And as we wrap up today, I want to show you a clip from a video that was made about the street medicine work that they do at the night ministry. What I love about this is the street medicine van goes where you or I might not be able to go or feel comfortable to go, and they go anyways. And they have experience and a skill set that you or I might not have or might not feel comfortable using in that way, and they go anyways. And one of the things I love about our mission partnership and the way that we get to experience being a part of God's work in this way is that through partnering with the night ministry, this year as they are a priority partner, but every year in the past when we have worked with the night ministry for collections or donations, we are in fact a part of what God is doing through the night ministry. We play a small hand in help making it happen. Let's take a look at this video from the night ministry about their street medicine work, and then I'll come back and pray for us.
The type of care that we provide here, it's just like a primary care clinic on wheels. We deal with high blood pressure, we deal with hyperthyroidism and any of the kind of things, asthma, COPD, things that you deal with in a regular clinic, except it's in this setting, right? So it's a big difference.
That time it's been changing, the weather is not bothering.
Yeah, it's affecting you. Okay, we'll get you that. So, asthma care.
I did primary care as a nurse practitioner for 5 years before getting to this job, and you have a a clock, a stopwatch in your mind. And out here, you need to unplug the clock. When you're engaging someone about something completely non-medically related, that's just as important in the job as then, because it's going to create that relationship to get them to that medical care. There's the numbers we can easily talk about, which are, you know, the ER visits that we prevent by getting treatment to people, when we get them into primary care, the follow-up care that we do for folks so they don't get back to the ER. Those are very Western-friendly, tangible things that we can talk about, and they're very important. But there's a lot more that goes into it and a lot more advantages that we see every day. This is why most providers, nurses, social workers, doctors get into the field, is to be with people and help people. And it's through our training and the realities of the system that we have to pull back from that. But street medicine is exactly that. You go to where they are, you meet them where they're at. It's providing love and care like we wanted to when we were in school. And that's, we're lucky enough to be able to do that daily.
Let's pray together. Good and gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks for all of the ways that you are at work in our city to come alongside and meet the needs of folks who are struggling right where they are. God, we lift up to you the Knight Ministry, the work that they have been doing and the work that they will continue to do to meet people's needs as they find them and to love them and offer them friendship and honor the dignity that they have. God, I lift up to you this next year of partnership between Park Ridge Presbyterian Church and the Knight Ministry. God, every year you surprise us and you show us deeper ways to partner and new ways we hadn't thought we could make a difference. God, would you continue to show up and show us something new that we can do to help make this world a little bit more like heaven on earth? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.